chapter 55, verses 1 through 13. So we'll give them a... Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen.
Thank you, Gary. Well, Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That's Matthew 7:7. In the book of James, we are warned in chapter 4, the first three verses, of struggling to have things and not having them because we don't ask. We go out to obtain and fight for it, but we're frustrated and we don't have what we want, and we haven't even thought to ask God. And there's others, James warns us, they ask, but they didn't ask for the right thing. They ask amiss. They ask it for wrong reasons, and they haven't consulted God on what they really should be asking for. Solomon, Proverbs 2, will talk about the right things, the priority things to seek. And he mentions wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And he says to cry out, not just, oh, it'd be nice, Lord, if you want to give me knowledge and wisdom. No, to cry out like a hungry baby. I'm borrowing from Peter's language. Like a newborn babe. Cry out for knowledge and understanding. And search for it as if it were silver or hidden treasure. You only have to read a little bit of history to find out about the big gold rushes in California and the Klondike, to see how people risked everything. Many people lost their lives because of the rumor of gold that could make them instantly wealthy. People forsook everything, took terrible chances. Many died in that pursuit of gold. Solomon says, take that energy and take a resource you don't even have to leave your home for and start seeking Him and asking for this in your life as your most valued treasure. And then Isaiah here in verse 2 is saying, why do you spend money and labor for things that are unprofitable and do not satisfy? You know, there's another place I've read, I think in the Proverbs, where it talks about working so hard to gather money and putting it into a bag that has holes. You know, it's kind of a character, something you'd see on a cartoon. Guy's filling his bag and running along, stuffing, and the bag doesn't ever get full because it's just trailing out. And then there's that place, I think, Paul says that riches have wings. And you've seen the greedy man in the bag of money with the cash sign on has wings and it's flying away and he's trying to get it and it's all evasive. This world is so full of needs and wants. Now needs are legitimate things. You know, give us this day our daily bread. That kind of thing. The Lord wants us to come to Him for our true legitimate needs. And then we've got these things about want. You know, one of our verses that we use for the graduates today is, He shall give you the desires of your heart. But I didn't quote that right, did I? That's the part we eagerly want to remember, but the first part is, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. So the Lord likes to fix our wanter. When we want the right thing, when we ask the right questions, the Lord says, bingo, now we're going to do something. Out of sheer love and goodness, He doesn't give us everything we ask for because we're not ready for it or if something's not appropriate for us and it would be harmful to us. You know, like an 11-year-old saying, can I have the keys to the car, Dad? You know, something like that. Well, a good parent knows when to say no. Now, God is gracious to also give us not only our needs, but He will give us wants. Most of you would testify today that God's given you things beyond what you simply need to survive. He's given you pleasurable things. I think we experience that in this country to a great amount of how many wonderful pleasures that aren't actual needs that you die without, but how many things. But we get so attached to them that we, without them, we say we need that. So sometimes God will take away one of those blessings just to make sure we understand what our needs are and help us to look at our neighbor. And when I say neighbor, I mean people around this world that really don't have anything. And we'd be better stewards of what we have. I'm not trying to lay any guilt conscience here on anybody who has stuff. You have the right. Use it for God's glory is all I ask. And God does give us things freely to enjoy. I believe that's in 1 Timothy 6. But we're not to set our hearts upon them and put our trust in those things. I said that have wings. Uncertain riches. But we're to trust in God who gives us liberally and freely all things to enjoy. So enjoy what you have. Want what you have. And you will tap in on a wonderful resource of happiness and contentment that many people wealthier than you and me cannot find. Well, we're put on this earth to seek the Lord and to receive things that are of eternal value. Survival's fine. And for a while we'll do that. Then one day physically we won't survive. I mean, you already know it. I don't think this is like the first time you ever heard about death. God is pleased to have us alive and to give us things and to use us. And then one day, your job's done. You've run your course. I love what the old hymn says. Mortals are immortal here until their task is done. And then what? Then what? What wealth do I have? Well, Jesus said, lay up treasures in heaven. Where the moth can't eat it, the rust can't corrupt it, thieves can't break through and steal. So there are things of eternal value. Most people are only trying to physically survive and prosper in the earthly realm. That's really the focus of so many people. The game seems to be whoever dies with the most stuff wins. We can modify that a little bit. Whoever dies still has is skinny wins. Whoever's still good looking wins. And you know, there's modifications to the game. But the idea is whoever did the best at the stuff of this life is going to be exonerated as having lived a good life. Granted, much goodness has been given to a person in this life. But this isn't what it's all about. It's about seeking God and His gifts, which are of eternal value. And a lot of people, they're mostly concerned about this life, and they have a faint hope that there's going to be happiness for them later. So they talk about heaven, you know, wonderful place, and just kind of figure it all work out. If you handle your finance,